The Alaska salmon fishing season's about to start. Seattle's Fisherman's Terminal is home base for the Alaska fishing fleet, and this is its 100th year in operation. Tomorrow, fishermen will gather in the net yard to celebrate the anniversary. Washington Governor Jay Inslee is expected to be there. KUOW's Carolyn Adolf went down to Fisherman's Terminal as fishermen were preparing their nets.
You know salmon season is getting close when a familiar smell is in the air at Fisherman's Terminal. Sunscreen. I'm in the yard beside the net sheds at the terminal. It is painfully sunny. Everyone here expects to be outside all day, and the nets are black, so it's hot.
Arduous. Arduous. No one wants to be out here, you know?
Chris Cornwell is captain of the Sea Gem. It's a purse seiner. That's a common sort of fishing boat around here, with a dragnet shaped like a purse.
You're hoping that there's some clouds.
He's turning a crank that loads string onto plastic needles for fixing the nets.
It's hard to come here and say, I'm going to stand out in the sun all day and hang this net. But we got to get it done. I always want to get the net done. You kind of gear up to get the net done.
Well, what's the part of fishing that you do like?
Catching the fish. You know, that's what everybody likes.
The hope of a big catch and a big payday by fall is exactly why Fisherman's Terminal has been around for so long. Everywhere on these docks, you can see fishermen taking machines apart and puzzling through some problem. Or getting a junior member of the crew to sand down the mast. There's lots of new blood around here. Adam Baylor is from Montana, where there is no sea. It's his third year on a boat called the Adirondack.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Why do you say it's incredible?
Well, it's gratifying kind of lifestyle. You mix, you know, honest hard work with honest hard play, and you know, in a beautiful setting, it's hard to beat.
But on this day, he's trying to get the Adirondack's net just right. The work he's doing has changed little over the last 100 years. The top of the purse is the cork line. Think of a clasp edge beaded with floats. The sides are heavier, and they have to be sewn onto the bottom with a whip stitch called lacing.
So the corks are staying afloat, but it's pulling it down a little bit, and then the body of the web is a little finer than the stuff around the edges, just so it can billow out.
Sometimes it helps to work in a group, or not. George Hamilton III ties off his section of lacing just one stitch too soon. Then the guy lacing from the other end of the net runs out of string.
You gonna make it?
Yeah, I might.
You're gonna be 1 minute short.
Come on. Nope, 1 minute short.
It happened.
Meshes are what the nets are made of, little square shapes made in string. The knot that makes them is the sheet bend. Start with a loop, then through, around the back of the loop, over and under. The same knot fixes them too.
So what I'm doing is I'm looking for holes in the net that have been ripped out by heavy use and stuff.
Logan Price is in his first year on the Sea Gem.
And then I'm kind of like trying to figure out where in the hole I can start my first sheet bend and then kind of work my way through to replicate the pattern the net already has.
Bright pink pieces of tape mark the holes. He could be here for days, but not for too much longer. They have to start soon. It takes 6 days to get to the fishing ground from here.
I think it depends on the weather, partly, and also when the fish opening is exactly. We'll be down here working on the boat pretty much every day until then.
Just as fishermen have done here since the terminal was dedicated in 1914. I'm Carolyn Adolf, KUOW News.
Fisherman's Terminal is planning a public event to mark the 100th year of the terminal when the salmon boats return in the fall.